Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful music coming there from Bongani, the author. And the title of the song is Love Conquers All. He sometimes comes through to do some poems. I was hoping for one for the Women's Month. Marahai, no, I should get it from him. And before, it was Rorisang Tandekiso, Acts 4, verses 12. And yes, my family, on Heart to Heart, you're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm not alone in the studio. I'm with a beautiful queen in the studio, Pastor Pepsi Le Tsotetsi. Hi, my queen. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. And how are you?
And that song is so good for Women's Month, ne?
I know, right?
Yeah. And then I'm seeing some roses, some flowers.
Women are about love. I tell you.
We are all about the beautiful things.
Yes.
I mean, we were created so beautiful as well. And I was saying to my boss the other day, we were at, what do we call it? Victoria's.
Okay.
Victoria's Women's Conference at Hope Restoration.
Oh, beautiful.
And we were watching at all these flowers, and every flower was different.
Wow.
Ladies in their beautiful stilettos, hats, and you know, designer.
I can imagine. Some of us missed out.
Hey, that's us. Tina, because we were working,
yes,
we had to be on uniform.
Oh,
yeah, but
sorry.
We were beautiful flowers.
But did you have the flowers?
We were beautiful flowers in our uniform.
That's it.
So today we're talking about a woman who found favor, her purpose.
Yes.
What kind of woman is this?
Oh, my goodness. It's a woman found in the book of John, chapter 4, known as the Samaritan woman.
Yes.
Sisibongile, this woman, when you read the Bible in the early chapters, the Bible tells us of a man who found his purpose.
Right.
The man was a fisherman.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that he toiled all night, but he caught nothing.
Yes.
When Jesus came, he had the biggest catch of his life.
Yes.
However, the Bible then says that after catching that the fish, the many fish that they caught, they decided to leave all that and follow Christ.
Mm.
But later, after Jesus encountered Nicodemus, he then meets the Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says she had a conversation with him about water.
Mm.
But what amazes me about this woman is that the woman had an opportunity.
Mm.
Like the men in the early chapters, to encounter Jesus and forget about everyone at home and follow Jesus for themselves.
Mm. Mm.
But the Bible tells us that as soon as she was done with that conversation with Jesus, she ran back
and became an evangelist
to her city.
Yeah.
Not only to testify, but to tell them about what this man has done, also to give them a reason to come and see the man.
Ish.
The Bible says that when the people in her land heard about her testimony, they ran to a place where she encountered the man.
Yeah.
When they got to Jesus, they said, over and above what she had told us, the experience we had now with him is our own testimony. So in other words, they were in a position to encounter Jesus for themselves. Many of us go to church because we heard someone testify. We heard someone saying, I went to that prophet and I was healed. This and that happened. A man of God laid hands on me. Somebody spoke a word and my life was not the same.
Mm.
And people came to Christ for that reason. So it reminded me of Esther when it was her time to be crowned.
Mm.
Mordecai says to her, if you don't do this for us, if you don't do it, our help will come from elsewhere.
Mm.
And who knows that it could be that you are called for such a time as this.
Mm.
So there is a mystery in this story that shows us that one man earlier decided to follow Christ. The Bible does not give us a record of what was their, who was Peter's family? Who did he leave behind?
Mm.
who lived in his community. But what we know is that he left everything and followed Christ.
Yeah.
But there's a woman who says, I am willing to follow Christ. I have an opportunity to go with Christ now, immediately.
Mm.
But I have an opportunity to first bring someone along, to bring my daughter with me, to bring my neighbor with me, to bring my grandmother with me, to bring my brother with me, to bring my community with me. Because the will of God is for all men to be saved. So to every woman out there, if you find your purpose, make it your ambition that all men get saved.
Sure.
Don't be a woman that leads and leads alone.
Yeah.
Develop others to lead with you. Don't be a woman that find a purpose that's only fulfilling to you.
Yeah.
For as long as our purpose
is selfish,
yeah, it has not reached God's level.
Sure.
And because we are in a women's month, I'm saying to women, be that woman that will refuse to go forward without returning to the city where you come from. You are a better preacher if you speak to people that have known you longer. I know in the olden days, we used to have pastors that come from all over the country to preach to us. But the best preachers were people that grew up in our presence.
Yeah.
The best celebrity in your life is that guy that you've known your whole life, and today they're on TV. The best gift, the best success story is for that man that used to sit by the city gate and one day he received his sight. That is the biggest testimony of all time. So we have a responsibility to go back to our people. As soon as we go and find life, discover mysteries of business, discover mysteries of career development. Any discovery that you find that is aligned to your purpose, make it your ambition that you go back and tell someone from where you come from.
Sure.
And that is my word for today.
So how do we find our purpose? This woman met Christ.
Yes.
That's when her purpose was revealed to
yes.
her. We find desires. We got desires. We do things because we desired it. How do we then find the purpose in all of this?
We find our purpose in Christ.
Yeah.
I believe for the longest of time when the Samaritan woman was living her life, she found meaningful things to do. She lived a life that was meaningful to her, to her community. She did things that she loved, things that she desired. To some extent, she was fulfilled with whatever that she was doing. But what she had not known was who she was. Because when Jesus comes, he did not come to find out more about what she thinks she is. He had come to reveal who she is or who she's supposed to be.
She was not even aware of who she is, right?
Exactly. And many of us, we identify ourselves based on what circumstances call us. So when you come to Christ, you have an opportunity to find your identity outside of your job title. You find your identity outside of you being a mother or somebody's wife, you being a community leader, you being whatever title that the world has given you. When you come to Christ, you find your true identity that is linking back to Him as the Father. And that's why when Jesus speaks to his disciples and say, who do people say I am? He understood that everyone called him by a name that makes sense to them based on what they have witnessed.
Based on their experience
and perceptions and all that. But none of them could link it to the fact that he is God on earth. He is here because God brought him on earth. And apart from all the titles that we receive in life, we need to identify ourselves back to God. There's no identity outside of God. Because all the titles, all the things that we do that leads people to calling us with certain names, one day will be moved. So every position in life is not permanent. You will not be a mother to someone forever. You'll not be even a sister to someone forever. You may not be my neighbor forever as well. There's no position, because those positions come with titles. All those positions will come and go. But you being a child of God is your first identity. And that's an identity that will never be taken away
from
you.
Now, we see a lot of selfishness when it comes to... in Christendom, which is very sad.
Yeah.
If we find it in the world, it's expected.
Yes.
But when we find it in the church, it's disturbing.
Sure.
What brings that? I guess it's some form of decay, some form of poison in Christendom. What brings that, especially amongst women? So you find, I got this, I know this, but I can't even share it with anyone. And if I have to share, I'll make you go through loops and hoops and...
Oh, pay me. Pay me. Pay me. Serve me.
Yeah. Until you serve me, you cannot get that information. So we don't even share. We are so... It's all about me being up there and others being down there. Even forgetting where you're coming from and not even sharing there.
Hmm.
What brings that about?
I think it's selfish desires. It's pride.
Okay.
It's the absence of God in our hearts.
Yeah.
The absence of or the lack of applying the word of God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
For as long as our reason to live, I'll make an example with companies that offer funding.
Mm.
They would say, if your business idea is not going to create jobs, it's not yet an idea. Simply because for as long
as... It shouldn't be all about you.
Never.
It should benefit others as well.
Even Christ himself.
Yeah.
Even Christ himself, he came for all. That's why whether you are in ancestral worship or you belong to other religious groups, it will still rain on you. If there's rain in Tshwane, it will rain on all of us. If the sun shines, it shines on all of us. Whether you've acknowledged him as God or not, he will not take away that which is meant for man. And every man who says, I am of God, they need to have the mind and the heart of God. And it's for everyone, because all things that happen on earth are for the glory of God. The Bible says everything was made through him, for him.
Mm.
So there is nothing.
So if you're selfish about it, you're selfish about him.
Yes. If you are selfish about him,
and I'm reminded that his word says freely you have been freely given, and thus freely you ought to give as well.
Yes, let me give you a simple example. When you look at the concept of Christ and his disciples, in that sitting, they regarded him as Lord. They followed him. They had to take down his commands and assist him wherever he needed their help. But when his time comes to an end, he empowers them to do even more than him.
Mm.
So meaning the days of you following me around and thinking I'm the guy who can deliver.
Mm.
Now it's your time to do the deliverance. Now is the time for you to go and be fishers of men.
Mm.
Now it's the time for you to go and do that which I have taught you. So he used to say to them, that which my father says I do.
Mm.
So he never came as a selfish God himself, as Christ.
Mm.
He came because the Father sent him.
Mm.
He came to do the Father's will. In the same way, we are not doing our own will. Whether it's in profession, whether it's in ministry, we are all doing the will of the Father.
It's not about us.
It's not about us. Never been.
Umandla Ngobeni says, it's indeed pride, Mshan. Hashtag Mshan.
Amen.
You know Umandla Ngobeni?
Yes. He's my uncle.
Hi, Malume. So he's a Malume for all of us right
here
Radio Pulpit.
Bless
so
you.
It's about pride.
It's about pride. And that is why Lucifer ended up where he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, he's trying to divide us. He's trying to make sure that the church does not unite. I have never seen a season like the season we are in now where the church can go on social media and destroy one another.
Mm.
And a platform that we're supposed to be using to reach out to nations, unengaged nations, people that places that will never be able to step our foot on, right?
Mm.
But we use social media to fight one another. We use social media to disclose that this one is
criticize,
false, this one is true, this one is, because that is the ministry of the devil. Pride, division. If you scatter the sheep, what happens? You bring confusion. You know, and a shepherd, the role of a shepherd is to ensure that the sheep is not scattered, that there's no vulture that will appear from anywhere and bring destruction. You understand? So the shepherd is there to bring that order.
Mm.
And God has called all of us into that kind of life, which the devil every day, he makes us believe that if you are with these ones, you won't make it.
Mm.
Have you seen when people succeed, they change friends?
Mm.
Sometimes they call it's natural transitioning.
Mm.
Because you're not aware, it just happens. I can't associate with that person. But I believe there's a That is why Mordecai was saying to Esther, if you don't do it,
help will still come
from somewhere else. That's why God says, I will raise stones to worship me.
Mm.
So icebo lakhe lingevinjwe. So nothing can stop the plan of God about our lives. But woe unto you if you are meant to serve this purpose for God and his people and you choose not to.
Are our gifts connected to our purpose?
Definitely. Our gifts are connected to our purpose. And a lot of people don't realize this. People have associated gifts to ministry. So a person would think they are gifted because they can sing, because they can preach. But all of us are gifted. And in the area in which God has given you, you have a purpose to serve.
So I can be running a certain business, which is where I have to run God's purpose through that business that I'm doing.
Yes. And even if you decide not to, God will not revoke it. He won't take it back.
If you don't do anything, help will come from elsewhere.
Help will come from elsewhere. So all of us, we have a purpose. And that is why when we die, we are on our own.
You know why I'm asking?
Yes.
Because sometimes we're thinking with the gifts that we have, with the talents that we have, with when we are out here in the marketplace, what I'm doing in the marketplace, I think that's my purpose.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah. And even that someone who's packaging in that warehouse, it's their purpose, their hearts that you are servicing by just encountering them on a daily basis. There are people who, look at this, when people die, what makes a funeral program to last for 3 hours? People are coming to testify. People are not going to say you had a nice body, or maybe they will say you were beautiful, but they're not going to say much about that. It's about the impact you had in their lives, born again or not.
How you made them feel.
It's about impact. So every one of us, you are here.
What you
for
said
a purpose.
To them that changed their lives.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's otherwise, then we would not even want to be on that program if we have nothing to say about it.
You remind me, I went to this other store. I was looking for boxes. So it's one of these big stores that we have in South Africa. And I was looking for boxes because we were packing, helping my sister to pack and all. So I get there and they're like, no, it's so-and-so. I forgot his name. He's so-and-so. He's just gone past the aisle, you know. So I ran and looked for him. The reception I got.
Wow.
It was a wow that even when you get to the store, you're like, where is he?
Oh, wow.
does he still work
here? Beautiful.
Because he has served with his heart.
That's it.
Yeah.
And maybe it could be what you needed for that
and
day.
And he's all that he does, he packs the boxes. He takes, whenever they pack the products on the shelves, he takes the boxes and he puts them elsewhere outside and whatever.
Sure. Wow.
But the reception was so outstanding that one can never forget.
Oh, wow.
So in the little that God has given you, that's your purpose. Serve your purpose there. What kind of prayer should I be praying and asking God to reveal that purpose in my life? Because I might be in the space to use my mouth and voice to talk to people, but I am serving. I'm cooking. I'm a chef, and I'm selling. But he's using my voice. How do I find who I am really and his purpose in all that? But don't answer me now. Let's take a break and come back. Family, you can talk to us. I see Kifilwe Mabetha. Is it my beta? Yeah, I think it's my beta saying amen. At the beginning, you were like, oh, yes. And you continue to say we need to represent Christ to the world. That's so true. And always remember that our Father is holy and he's calling us unto holiness. And have you seen, Pastor Pepsi, how the world knows holiness? Good Latin.
Yes.
We need to be there that we walk in our purpose and holiness. Okay. Giving you the sounds of Mahalia Vukanen this afternoon. Holy is our God.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is where you are at. It's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan L. says hello to you, family, and something else. And he continues with you on Spectrum from 4 up until 6. And right now, oh, and afterwards, yeah, afterwards, it's Pastor Ray Lekhodi with Tuesday Live. And yeah, my family, I'm not alone. I'm with my beautiful queen, Pastor Pepsile. That's her titi. And we are saying the woman who found her purpose. We are learning from her lessons, learned from her. And may, as we are talking with Pastor Pepsile, may we also find our purposes in our journeys. And yeah, my family, you can be part of a conversation. You can also call in 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp Telegram line, 082-657-2729. SMS line 37871. All right. I did ask a question earlier on when we were going to take a song there by Mahalia Buchanan. I'm trying to remember my question because I should have jotted it down. Hey, Sibongile, why didn't you do
How
that?
How did we find our purpose?
Hey, why didn't you jot it down? All right. Yes. How do we do that?
Prayer. I'm reminded of Hannah. The Bible says God shut her womb. When Hannah went to Shiloh to pray, in her mind, she was looking for a child. Which was a selfish request. God, give me a child for me. Because I have a Penina in my life. I'm married. I'm expected to have a child. But the Bible says in those days, the word of God was rare.
Yeah.
So God already had a desire of his own that he needed to fulfill on earth. So he had a purpose that he needed to plant in someone. And there was a woman who was available in prayer. A woman who says, I'm looking for a child. And one day she said to God, if you can give him to me, I will give him back to you.
That's when the whole thing changed. The game changed.
The game changed. So prayer is everything.
Wow.
Pray in God. So don't thrive.
The question was, what do you say in your prayer? So it has to include God in it.
While you pray as Hannah, you get to a point of not being selfish anymore.
All right.
When your prayer starts, it's about the pain you carry. Mm. It's about what the solution you think you need for you.
Hi, Madam Fundis, now you're giving us a challenge. Does it mean that sometimes our prayers are not answered because of the selfishness in them?
We need to get to that level where it's no longer about us.
Okay.
We need to get to that point. You can ask David. Mm. In all the prayers he could make, I'm reminded of the scripture where when his son was sick and he took off his robe of kingship, desperate as a father, you know, but God did not heal his son.
Mm.
But God, at the same time, he healed others. Others were even resurrected.
Mm.
Others were even buried already, but he raised them. But here's a man who is a king, and he says, my son is sick, can you just heal him?
And when he restores, when it comes to David, he restores and he gives a son that will take care of the sheep.
You heard me.
Okay.
Praise be unto God. It's exactly that. So there are many prayers that we make, and they're about us.
Mm.
And at the time, it's not a level that God is looking for. And he's always willing to allow us to reach that point where we say, now it's about you.
Mm.
There's a woman who built a beautiful house for herself, the Shunammite woman.
Mm.
I'm sure that that's a house she built for herself.
And
one day she decided to
build a room for the man of God.
What did the room do?
It's all about God.
What did the room do for her?
Yeah.
The room helped her to encounter things that she never imagined, or things that she's been looking for, but they were hidden behind the fact that, okay, you have a house, but it's yours.
Mm.
It's still your house.
Mm.
And until you make room for God,
mm.
until you make room for God, that's when you will see your purpose unfolding.
Sure.
And rather have purpose that's linked to God so that you are not frustrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. All right. But now be careful that when you do that, when you say that, you mean what you say, because it's a promise to the Lord, right?
Yes.
And he's also watching the hearts. We were talking about
we need to keep our vows. You must keep your vows.
Because some of us are going to run to the Lord right now and say, Pastor Pepsile said it needs to be about the Lord. And we make all sorts of promises unto the Lord, but our hearts are not there. So until your heart is there.
And God will be the judge of that heart. So God will know when you mean it.
Hmm.
So you can say it to make yourself feel convicted or believe that you believe that you are in the will of God, but God will be the judge of your heart.
I think it was a little hard for Hannah now to let her son go.
Yes.
Because she had made a vow unto the Lord.
Yes. It was hard for Abraham too to be on that mountain.
Hey, and Murut, you're not giving us a break.
It was hard. It's always hard. It was hard for Jesus.
It was hard
to give
Jesus
his life. Just to save a friend.
Yeah, you can see when he was at Gethsemane, he was like, let this cup, if it was according to me.
Yes, because we do have our own will in the process of life.
Yeah.
Where your own will says, I can't do this anymore.
So there comes a time you let down your will.
Yes.
And you take the will of the Lord.
Yes, yes. It's like when we believe God for something, you must get to a point of saying, you know, when God wanted to kill the Israelites in the wilderness, Moses says, God, if you kill them, people will say you led them out of Egypt only to kill them in the wilderness. So it's for your name's sake. So please save them, not for me as Moses, but save them for the sake of your name. For the sake of the gospel, God, my neighbors know that I'm a believer. If you don't come through for me on this one, what will they say about my God?
Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Yo, Babunkosi, I'm trying to brace myself all the way. Maram, this is not giving us a break. So I'm like, Swongile, just repent, man. Yes, Murut.
Thank you for joining us.
Amen. Sibongile, James.
All right.
Verse 3. Uchi, you ask and do not get because you ask amiss.
Amiss.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is Bongile Yabona Uma Ufundu 1 John 5 verse 14. Uti ask anything, God will do it for you. As long as you ask according to his
will. Amen.
Sinogutuma City Saikaza City, when you ask the will of God. According to his will. Umucela ngendlela ekafuna ukuthi ucele ngayo. Kunendlela uNkulunkulu ekafuna ukuthi sicele ngayo.
Yeah. Amen.
Kufuneka siyazi le ndlela. Uma uya lapha ku kulokuzana ku Philippians 4 verse 6.
Yeah.
Uthi be anxious for nothing.
For nothing.
Present your request to God in prayer and
supplications
with thanksgiving. Umati with in prayer and supplication. Ushukutlo thanksgiving. We pray.
All right.
Hmm.
A letter, a prayer, and a supplication.
Right.
A letter, a prayer, and a supplication. Thanksgiving. Ushukuthi ukucela kuNkulunkulu, cela ngokubonga.
Hmm. Yeah.
Cela ngokwazi ukuthi sokwenzele lento leyo. Ungaceli ngokuthi ukufuna ukuthi akwenzele yona.
Mm.
Cela ngokwazi ukuthi sokwenzele. Akube yitestimony oyinikeza uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga. Ngobe songiphila umsebenzi ebekade ngiloku ngufuna. Kube yitestimony ngobe lapha kuRevelation 12 verse 11 uthi banqoba ngama testimony wabo.
All right.
Yiwa ma testimony esiwayisa kuNkulunkulu masithandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga ungenzele lokhu ungakakuboni ngobe izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kufanele sikholelwe kokungekho sithi kukhona.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yo, thank you, Babunkosi, sure. Challenging Amen. Us further as he continues to remind us that there's a way that we pray. We don't just when we pray, we don't just ask and we shouldn't ask amiss. We ask the right way. And he reminding us that the word of God also says that when we pray, we should do this in supplications and prayer with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Mm. And he says that thanksgiving, it's a way of testimony to say God has already done it. Even if you haven't seen it yet, but God has already done it. And so that's why we need to give thanks as we are giving, as we are praying in that manner. And he says that it is very, very important that we remember that we shouldn't ask amiss, but pray according to his will. Ask anything in my name and I shall do it unto you, but you have to ask according to my will.
Will of God.
Hey, may the Lord help us to remember this, to do his will as well. Recrider says, I love the topic, ladies. I'm trusting God for our own. Mm. We lost a baby. Before my dad passed on, he asked us to look after the children in the area. I was shocked because the end of that month, dad died. Today, we have a children's ministry out of our yard.
Wow.
Like Hannah, praying, trusting God through prayer, we found our purpose.
Hmm.
Matthew 19, let the children come to me and do not hinder them. And yes, may the Lord grant you your desires, my queen. Or I'm not sure if it's your excellency or if it's a queen, but may the Lord grant you your desires. Frank Jacobs, I acknowledge you. Thank you so much for being with us as well. Sure, our time is not on our side, so I'm unable to take any further calls or any further messages. But I see Tobela greeting Muruti Pepsi. And I think Tobela did write on our Facebook earlier, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. And I acknowledge Pietra Small. I acknowledge you. Kifilwe Mabeta. I did acknowledge you. Tobela Matabata. I didn't acknowledge you. So I acknowledge you. thank you so much for tuning in. My queen, what do we say in closure? Sure. Time runs. Yo.
Sure. I'm actually touched by the lady who says,
I'd like us to pray for her. It's been now before
yes,
we go.
Mm. Yes, I'm really touched by her story. It's, you know, I would like just to say to everyone that's listening right now that God will not always respond the way we expect him. Some of the promises are things that he told us about, like when he said to Abraham's wife, you will have a child, right?
Mm.
Yet Abraham had tried his own things, right? Because at the time, maybe he felt he's falling behind time and so forth, right?
Mm.
So there's many times where we expect God to respond the way. So the problem is I have a dead child. I want them to be resurrected. Can God do it? He's able to do it if he's willing. And sometimes he can come through for you, but in a different form. So I appreciate this this testimony that Sisi has given us. And I pray that God one day will bless her with her own.
Yeah.
I've been through that process of losing your own. I know
please
how it feels.
Please come back to share.
Yes, I'll definitely do that.
All right. My queen, thank you so much. Time is so jealous. Ah, Maranako. I remember Babu Makamu would say, I bind time in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
And I would be like, Baran Tate Makamu is the God of time. So you how know? Do we bind it?
Yeah.
My queen, how do we get hold of you if you'd like to talk to you? I know on Instagram, you are Pepsi _ Totetsi.
Yes, yes.
And on TikTok, you are Pastor Pepsi, one word, Pepsi yes. T at the end.
Yes.
On TikTok. And is there another way that we can get hold of you as well?
Yes, on Facebook, I'm Pepsi Le Khabu Thotetsi.
Mm, and on, I remember.
On
yes.
YouTube, I'm also Pastor Pepsi.
All righty then. My queen, thank you so much for ministering unto us and family. I'm signing off. You and I are meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock up until 11 in the morning. And yes, let us go back and pray the right way, pray God's will, and let's see God moving. And be aware, remember, always put it in your mind and heart that He will respond, but He might not respond the way you desire Him to,
yes.
as Pastor Pepsi had said. We have a minute. What do we say to God in prayer?
Let's just believe God that He will guide us as we make our requests known to Him. Every morning when we wake up, the Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. So take advantage of those mercies that are made available for you every morning when you wake up and say, God, guide me. Your word is light unto my feet. Direct me, show me the way. God is faithful enough to show up. He's faithful enough to complete that which He started. My prayer to all South Africans is that in this month of August, be encouraged by the scriptures. Romans 15 says, the scriptures are written for our encouragement so that we may endure in hope. So may God help us to make reference of the Bible stories and use them and apply them in our lives as advice, as a way, a word of encouragement. Be encouraged. Whatever storm you are facing, just know that God is with you and God is for you. No one can be against you. Be blessed.
Amen and amen. Have a blessed one, and we say hello to Germany. Johan Als. Leaving you with the sounds of Fred Hammond this afternoon. Lord, have your way.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.